We're talking with Paul Turner from Cloudian. He's in charge of strategy planning, among other things. And we're talking storage, on-premises and cloud storage. Paul, everything about storage is changing. The technology is vastly different from what it was just a few years ago. What's your overview of what's happening?
Well, I think it's a really interesting time for storage. I mean, you look at, first off, what people have in terms of data storage needs. We've got massive needs to store more data, analyze more data, and do that at massive scale. Not just at massive scale, but what's happening is the technology is changing. You've got Flash, which is sucking up all of the hot I.O., transactional I.O. All of that will end up in the server side. Once you take that out, you need to have a capacity storage layer. And the solution to that is going to be scale-out object storage and cloud services and a hybrid cloud storage platform like ours.
Is the hardware itself going to change? Are we going to get away from spindle storage and go completely to solid state at some point?
No, I don't think so. I read a statistic at one point that said if we used all the fabs in the world to actually go and generate just solid state storage, it still wouldn't cover a tenth of the storage market. So it's just not feasible today to really do that. And the delta in price is still enormous. So you're either going to go tape, and nobody wants tape because it's a sequential medium, it's very slow, I need to be able to run analytics. Disk will be around for a long term, and we're going to have smarter ways to actually manage disk at petabyte scale.
And petabyte is probably only the beginning of it, at the rate we're collecting data and storing data.
Petabyte is only the beginning. I mean, many of our customers are multi-petabyte, 3, 4, 5 petabyte and above customers. So, your starting point when you're dealing with this capacity storage is going to get ever bigger. I mean, we have 8 terabyte drives today. We have 10 terabyte drives coming along. It doesn't take long to get to a petabyte.
It's a lot of eggs to put in one basket, though, when you're talking about an 8 terabyte drive.
It's an awful lot of eggs to put in one basket, which is why RAID is not the technology you want to use. So what's really happening in storage is people are taking together many nodes, and they're stitching those nodes into one big cloud storage pool. And then they're aggregating these, and that is the data storage. In that way, when a single drive fails, an 8-terabyte drive, we rebuild it across the cluster, across all of the other nodes. So that's how our technology works, and that's what you need to do to deal with capacity storage, because drives will fail. That's a nature of a mechanical device.
They certainly do fail. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
So you brought up cloud. Let's talk about moving from an on-premises to a cloud model of storage. As we move from on-premises to cloud, everything about storage changes, whether where it sits, how it moves from one application to another, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud, security, management, and lots more. What's happening? How do you get a grip on all of this?
So I think it's really important to think, how are you going to consume that storage? And the first thing I would look at is, how is my applications actually going to consume it? The interface for that is going to be an object storage. Where we see the interfaces is S3 has become the dominant standard for interfacing to capacity-oriented object storage. So you need to build to that standard. And then what you'd like to be able to do is run applications on-premise with that S3 interface or in the cloud and have the ability to kind of be independent of where your actual deployment is. It doesn't matter to you. What it matters is, where is my application should be able to run on my on-premise storage or in the cloud or in a hybrid storage, and it should all be seamless to me.
Are there performance issues that have to be considered when you're in the cloud?
There are definitely performance issues. I mean, that's a big consideration. You know, over in Europe, I think Amazon has 2 sites now. They have Ireland and Germany as the only sites available. So you don't just only have performance issues in terms of latency to touch the cloud, but you do also have the issues of locality and being able to keep things within a particular region. So what you do see customers doing is looking at hybrid. There's huge values in distributing data and using cloud services, but complementing it with an on-premise deployment as well.
What are the technological advances that we're now seeing from the cloud viewpoint as it relates to hybrid cloud smart data storage solutions?
So I think on the hybrid cloud, what we see is there's going to be a convergence of the gateway technologies in storage. Those, you know, I would take a storage array, I would stick a gateway that just manages moving data up and back to the cloud. Those things need to come together, just converge. They should be just one platform. So that's what we're doing, is we're building in a hybrid cloud solution that automatically tiers your data to the cloud based on policies that you set, totally within your control. And then not only do we do that, we actually have added in, because you've got now capacity storage, why can't I analyze that storage? Often I'm collecting that so that I can run analytics, I can make some decisions from it. So we're able to do Hadoop analytics directly against that storage. So what we've done is brought together a few technology components. We brought together the gateway, we brought together a massive scale-out object store, and we brought together the ability to run analytics and converge that into one hyperstore platform.
And those Hadoop analytics, your integration is also AWS compatible, is that right?
It's AWS compatible. It's really built off some of the work that the Hadoop community did on S3 interfaces. And they had built a native S3N interface for actually doing direct integration of HDFS directly into the Amazon layer. With our completely compatible Amazon layer, it means that you're able to actually grandfather effectively that technology in and do analytics on the data in place.
My own take is that as data gets older, its value diminishes. You don't need the same level of detail that you did when data is new. That data can be, that its granularity can diminish as it ages. Does that make sense to you, and do you see anybody actually putting that into practice?
Yeah, absolutely it makes sense. So what we built is, what we see people doing is wanting to, even in a capacity storage, tier their storage. I may want to take some data and for the first month actually run, you know, have it on fairly performing, reasonable performance systems so that I can run analytics. When I'm finished with that, I might want to tier it off to the cloud or tier it off to another secondary storage or even tier it off to tape. So even in the capacity storage, you're going to see it manage tiers, but it'll be totally seamless to you. What you'll do is set an archiving or an aging policy or a particular type of policy based on type of data.
So this is the modern implementation of what we might have called at one time online, nearline, and offline storage?
I think that's exactly right. I thought you were going to say ILM, but it is like the old ILM of storage. I mean, but that was asynchronous to the storage itself. Again, one of the challenges of having lots of these cool technologies for moving data around or HSM storage, right, hierarchical storage management, one of the challenges is that's an asynchronous process to the storage itself. We think they should be within the storage platform. You're actually able to do that tiering.
As a developer or an architect who is building cloud applications, what do they need to know to handle storage in a high-performance manner that they might not have known in the past or that they might not have been doing in the past?
So I think the big thing on storage is you certainly need to separate your storage into I think, two tiers of storage. I think storage is bifurcating. It's splitting into your high-performance data. You want to do real-time analytics. Do not throw that into an object store. It isn't going to perform very well at it. But likewise, your flash storage is not going to be cost-efficient or cost-effective to actually manage your bulk data, your media objects, your content objects, your unstructured data. So first and foremost, really understand the separation of your storage and really try to tier your environment in that way and have a high-performance tier and then have a scale-out capacity tier. Once you do that, everything else will get simpler.
Does the type of content that the storage represents, or that the data represents, make a difference in that I might have smaller packets representing transactional data versus very large blocks of data representing media downloads or streaming?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I mean, in the smaller packets, and certainly in things like VMs and VDI workloads, they're also very dedupable. You can actually take blocks of data and you can actually remove duplicates, and there is a lot of duplicates, and you can get fairly good efficiency. That is not true when you've actually got big media content. Media content does not dedupe. You can compress it. We've compression built into our platform. So you need to treat the data differently because it's got different characteristics. Encrypted data, which is generally what you want to do with some of this large capacity data, does not deduplicate. So high-performance transactional block-oriented storage, you can actually dedupe and it's efficient. Capacity storage, you need to look at compression, you need to look at encryption, you need to look at cost efficiency by using low-cost commodity servers and scale-out to achieve, to really be able to manage the scale of the storage.
We're at the Cloud Expo in New York this week. What is Cloudian showing at the show?
So it's actually, I mean, it's such a fun show. First, coming to New York, this is where we think all of the big data users really are. I mean, this is the heart of it. What we're really showing is our smart data storage, our ability to have a scale-out storage platform that has analytics built into that storage platform. And that really frees you up to be able to really manage this huge volume of unstructured data that people have today. So think of backups and archives and media libraries, content distribution across sites. All of those you can now open up. I mean, you're not tied into a single data center even. You can have multi-data centers deployed. So really that's what we're offering, is this smart data storage.
Tell me a little bit about Cloudian, the company.
So it's actually an interesting company. I mean, the company was originally building high-speed messaging systems. You know, think of it as phone messaging systems for some of the big telco carriers. NTT over in Japan, as an example. Verizon was a user. So the company got very involved into building, you know, highly performant, high-speed messaging systems. But as messages started getting bigger, as we started sending around images, they suddenly realized, poof, they need a way to store it. And out of that came the innovation of, let's build from that a highly scalable storage platform. So the core of the company, the core of the IP of the company, really came from those bases. And then we made a couple of really smart decisions. We decided to go with Cassandra as the core management layer for managing our core metadata. Cassandra, though, doesn't manage big objects well. So then we added in erasure coding and replication. So we basically built our HyperStore layer to complement what you can get with Cassandra. So really some smart choices. An early decision was to make S3 a native interface on every one of the nodes. So I think the company is made up of strong technologists from storage and telco backgrounds. I think the history of the company, originally building high-speed messaging, is kind of interesting. And originally from Japan, but now incorporated in the U.S. So quality is everything for us.
The user base changes as you move from the messaging model to the cloud model. That means you need to be supporting the users. What is Cloudian doing in terms of supporting its global partners?
So that's a great point. So two different points you've made there. One is supporting the users. Enterprise users do have different demands than telcos. And enterprise users expect something to come, you know, basically rack ready and with premium support attached to it. And that's what we've done with our HyperStore appliances. So we've taken commodity servers, we preload it, we support the OS, you get a full, you know, golden glove kind of treatment for it. And then on the partner side, it is a very different selling model, right? The selling model and the access to the market is driven through reseller and channel partners. So in February of this year, we launched our channel program to really open and embrace our channel partners. We provide free training programs to them, free sales toolkits to actually get them started, collateral guidelines. We actually do offer joint marketing funds to actually do joint field events with our partners. And of course, this is the storage business. There is still a reasonable way for vendors to earn money in this space. And so it's a win-win model, I think, for our partners.
It's not completely commoditized at this point.
It's not completely commoditized. I think what's really happening, I like to think of it as what happened to the Linuxization of the server market back in, you know, really the late 90s, early 2000s. That's what's finally happening in storage. It's commoditization, but commoditization just means that now I can deal with the scale and volume much better. There's still a lot of margin and success to be made for companies in that space, but it's going to be a more cost-effective model for end-user customers. So it's just, you change the whole dynamic of how a platform is built, you get more efficient. I mean, that is the nature of technology. Let's get more efficient, and as we get more efficient, we'll learn how to use more data, do more petabytes of storage, and there will, you know, we will continue to provide great platforms to customers and cost-effective.
And I think that's a very good note to end on. Paul Turner from Cloudian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joel. Great chatting.